With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. For the first time in almost a decade, snowmobile trails in Oneida County will open before Christmas. Oneida County announced this week that snowmobile trails will open this Friday at noon. The county encourages snowmobilers to exercise caution when riding. Trails are in rough early season condition. All lake and river trails in Oneida County are considered unsafe and dangerous. Those crossings should not be utilized until they have been clearly marked by a local snowmobile club. Northwoods Passage Snowmobile Club Trail 51B will remain closed until further notice. Oneida County snowmobile trails did not open until February last year and did not open at all the winter before. Boulder Junction's Winter Park plans to open this Saturday, which includes the return of the glide. It's an ice fishing trail through the woods that was incredibly successful last year in drawing thousands of visitors to the area. Laura Birch is the town board member and also chair of the park board.
The 2024 season took us by storm. It's an unbelievable and overwhelming first year, I think. People came from near and far.
Boulder Junction made some park improvements this year to help improve the visitor experience. That includes more porta-potties, a new shed for firewood, improved signage, and more parking. Dennis Royce is the town board chair.
It's going to be a challenge because there's other things that we'll find out, but the park board and all the volunteers and the cooperation with the state of Wisconsin helping us, all that helps put this all together. And our town crew coming in here knowing what they had to do. So it's a community effort, and it makes it beneficial for everybody.
Winter Park is also home to an ice skating rink and sledding hill. All activities are free. It's located less than a mile east of downtown Boulder Junction off Old K. The plan is for the park to open at 10 a.m. this Saturday, December 20th. Raptor Education Group in Antigo is helping a pelican that had been shot. Now Animal Wellness Action and the Center for Humane Economy are offering a $2,500 reward for information leading to anyone shooting a white pelican in Wisconsin. For months, the pelican had been hanging around a beach in the Ashland area. When cold weather arrived and the bird had not left, the DNR captured it. Raptor Education Group said the bird was suffering from multiple gunshot wounds, lead poisoning, and frostbite. While the pelican at Raptor Education Group is recovering, there is currently a group of 6 to 7 pelicans who are visibly wounded and unreachable in Nina. Animal Wellness Action President Rain Pacell says this case reflects a larger and troubling pattern. He says you can imagine how many of the birds were shot and never recovered. They hope anyone with information would come forward, as pelicans are a protected species in the United States, and shooting them is a federal offense. You can contact the Wisconsin DNR tip line or the Animal Wellness Action tip email. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Lincoln County authorities are looking into a break-in at a bar. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Office says Nutsy's Bar on County Highway B in the town of Harrison was hit. During the early morning hours of December 8th, someone forced their way in. Once inside, they stole an undisclosed amount of money. Detectives are actively working the case. Anyone with information should contact the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office. Eagle River firefighters were able to knock down a fire at a recycling center. On the afternoon of December 14th, they were dispatched to 701 West Recycling Way for a report of a commercial structure fire. Crews found a conveyor belt system and mixed plastic recyclable hoppers on fire. Crews were able to quickly knock down and fully extinguish the fire, resulting in minimal damage to the facility. Three Lakes Fire and the St. Germain Fire Department provided help to Eagle River firefighters. No one was hurt, and the cause of the fire remains under investigation. Farm industry leaders in Michigan and across the country say a new federal aid package, including $12 billion in one-time bridge payments, won't do enough. Farmers are facing mounting losses tied to trade disruptions and rising input costs. Crystal Blair reports.
Michigan is home to more than 40,000 farms and nearly 10 million acres of farmland. And agriculture contributes more than $100 billion a year to the state's economy. Bob Thompson, who heads the Michigan Farmers Union, says tariffs have significantly disrupted income for small family farms across the state.
The income levels that we had anticipated are out the window. Our markets have pretty much dried up. The input costs have risen dramatically. your family farmers are squeezed right to the bone.
Federal officials say the $12 billion package is meant as short-term relief, with payments expected by late February. They say longer-term trade and farm bill provisions take effect later. National farm policy experts say the aid may help with short-term cash flow, but it doesn't address deeper problems in the agriculture economy. Ben Lilliston with the Institute for Agriculture and Trade Policy says for farmers, there's just a huge amount of uncertainty going into 2026.
They don't know how real these trade agreements actually are. They don't know what the market's going to look like. They have to make planting decisions soon. I think that is the real concern. It's causing enormous amount of stress.
And for farm families in Michigan, Thompson says that uncertainty is showing up in very real ways.
Bridge payments will undoubtedly go to cover bank notes, fertilizer bills, unlikely to actually put any money in a living account to buy our own groceries.
For the Michigan News Connection, I'm Crystal Blair.
A colleague of a Milwaukee judge accused of helping an immigrant evade arrest is testifying at her criminal trial that she was shocked by her fellow judge's behavior. Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Christella Severa testified Tuesday that judges should not help defendants evade arrest. The testimony on the second day of the trial came after officers involved in the arrest told the jury that Judge Hannah Dugan's behavior April 18th made it more dangerous for them to do their jobs. Dugan is on trial for charges of obstruction and concealment for her role in the incident. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.